Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. So glad you're with us today. We have a great show here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. It's all about empowering you. That's what we like to do here. We are going to be talking about the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about thriving instead of just surviving. Okay, we're going to power you up that way. And for the second part of the show, it's the 19th, so Dr. Carly's going to be joining us, so she's going to be with us. And we do have a quack report and all that great stuff. But before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi, praying for military, praying for all of America, praying for righteous leadership. Yeah, and for a majority of the Americans to vote for righteous leaders, right? And we got to seek the Lord's face and ask His will be done on this. And, of course, it will be. So don't neglect to hit those knees. Mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, a security expert admits when it comes to antivirus software, they are falling short, apparently. A recent antivirus expert published an opinion piece in Wired.com who admitted the antivirus industry that he represents has failed to catch some of the worst security threats in recent years. They failed to detect a recently discovered flame virus, which has been actually dubbed the most sophisticated malware ever. And they went back and they found parts of the virus dating back to 2010 and 2011 in their systems. And so what this means is that all of us have missed detecting the malware for 2 years. That's what he means is all of the antivirus software gurus out there. They missed it, and that is pretty spectacular failure for the antivirus industry, pretty much. So they're doing the best they can, but, you know, I pray over my computer, folks. I ask God to protect my computer. what else? Germ theory collapses. You know, medical science, you know, all germs are bad. But now they have discovered that the human body is essentially a germ factory, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. Yeah, it's a new study that's published a series of reports in the journals of Nature and Public Library of Science, which is debunking that widely believed germ theory that all germs are bad. And it shows that the average healthy human harbors about 10,000 species of microbes that together work to maintain a microbial balance and to promote vibrant health. So the study was funded by the U.S. National Institute of Health, and it included collaboration of about 200 scientists from 80 different research institutions, and they worked together for about 5 years to get a better understanding of how these microbes affect our health. And the field of experts uncovered something that they had never, ever considered, and mainly that not all the bacteria that we have is detrimental, and many types of bacteria are absolutely essential for the body to resist inflammation and disease and other things that cause or give disease a foothold. So bacteria can be a good thing, and the researchers learned that much as 3% of our total body mass is composed of these various microbes. So in other words, it translates into several pounds of microbiome mass material. And they usually call that microbiome. It means trillions of individual germs that live in the body. So ups the total number of human genes from about 22,000 to about 8 million. The entire human genome really depends on this plethora of unique microbes to perform vital body functions like digestion of food, processing nutrition, resisting disease, and building immunity, maintaining healthy flora to balance the intestinal system. Because without all that bacteria, the human body wouldn't be able to function properly and maintain any kind of proper immune system function and good health. Now, according to Dr. Philip Tarr of the Washington University at St. Louis, Missouri, he said this, this is a whole new way of looking at human biology, says, with human disease through bacteria. He said bacteria are not passengers. They are metabolically active, and antibiotic drugs, chemicals, vaccines, and other modern inventions actually destroy the human microbiome system. Ooh. Got to save that for Dr. C. She gets here. What else? More vaccines are in the news. Vaccinated children, they say, are 500 times more disease-prone than unvaccinated. Right. A large study is incorporated. They incorporated some other independent study surveys comparing unvaccinated kids with vaccinated kids, and they all showed that the vaccinated children had 2 to 5 times more likelihood of having childhood diseases, illnesses, allergies than the unvaccinated kids. And I want to ask Dr. Carly this when she comes on the show, because I want to ask her about the reaction reporting system that medicine has set up for adverse reactions with vaccines, because, you know, I guess unless the evidence is immediate after a vaccine, that it's very dramatic, is very evident that that's an adverse event from the vaccine, it doesn't get reported. And from what I can see is 5% or less adverse events from vaccines are actually getting reported, and basically because the reporting system is complicated. It takes a lot of time for the doctor's office to go through the reporting system. Most parents don't even know it exists, and only those very immediate adverse reactions get any consideration. And if they do, most doctors really don't want to incriminate themselves that the vaccine has possibly injured their patient and to be sued. And even the most terrible adverse reactions are pretty much minimally acknowledged. They're kind of toned down, you know, poo-pooed. Long-term negative health effects of vaccines, not even considered. But I got to ask Dr. C about that. Well, here it is, government report. Many vaccines are expired or improperly stored at the pediatric offices, doctor's offices around the world, or in the U.S. anyway. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Office of the Inspector General, had some shocking information to report on vaccines. It says millions of vaccines administered to kids every single day of the year here in the United States. Most of them are improperly stored at temperatures, and some are even past their expiration dates. Right. So this is reported. It's like a 52-page report you'll find in Vaccines for Children Program report. They had published this and distributed 82 million doses of taxpayer-funded vaccines in the study through 40 million children in just 2010, costing about $3.6 billion. So the team of investigators went to these providers, you know, your doctor's offices around the country, and they went to the ones that had the highest number of vaccines. In other words, they had ordered and had given a lot of vaccinations. So they went to those practices that, you know, had a higher volume of turnover in this. And so each of the sites that they observed the vaccine handling practice, they looked at that, they interviewed the vaccine coordinators, they compiled the assessment, and this is what they found. 76% of these high volume providers were storing the vaccines at temperatures that were either too hot or too cold, and 13 providers were also storing expired vaccines right next to the non-expired vaccines, which means that they're not paying attention to protocols and labeling. Also, providers generally did not meet vaccine management requirements for maintaining required documents. Now, do you remember back in 2010, they had that big whooping cough outbreak in California, and guess who they blamed it on? The unvaccinated kids. Well, now there's this big shift. That's kind of old news. People aren't swallowing it and believing that anymore. So now they shifted to improperly stored vaccines and expired ones as being the cause of the whooping cough outbreak in Washington State, which has been reported the worst one since the 1940s. Last but not least in the quack report, fluoridated water, Associated Press, lying about it apparently. One of those sneaky lies creeping out in the news about fluorinated water. You want to know what it is now, they're saying? Towns that put fluoride chemicals in the water are no different than any natural occurring fluoride elements already in water supplies. Yeah. Yep. Peavey, Missouri, local community near St. Louis, they decided we're not going to fluoridate our water because it costs too much money. And so they stopped. So the Associated Press comes out with this story that said that added fluoride chemicals are exactly the same as naturally occurring fluoride minerals. So why add it then? Well, they're just saying that it goes to show that if you do top off the fluoride with the chemicals, okay, you'll get the optimal range of fluoride chemical in your water, but it's the same as the, you know, naturally occurring minerals that you see. Okay. Fluoride chemicals are a neurotoxin. Okay, they're loaded with arsenic, mercury, and other things. So, fluoride, please. We're smarter than you. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, they must really think we're stupid out here. Okay, we're going to talk about thriving instead of just surviving. You know, there's this big difference in enjoying and merely existing through life. And these days, it's even more challenging to stay on track, stay focused, and to stay positive. Now, I've noticed that fewer people are willing to put in an effort towards their education, their work, their health, or their relationships these days. Have you not noticed that? It used to be that just getting by was the lazy approach to life, and it was something to be ashamed of. But now it seems to have been elevated to a higher standard. Are we to believe that there are just two choices, just getting by and then government assistance? Goodness, I hope not. I want to read you this quote by a philosopher, A.N. Rand, who says, most people are satisfied at living at zero. Ooh. And, you know, they're not worried. Because I'm not the only one that's noticed that the younger generation, I'm talking about the people, you know, under 35, they're not really worried about being fired from work. They're not worried about a relationship collapse. And certainly, they're not concerned about the future. The younger generation is more concerned about keeping their iPhone and internet connections rather than staying off the unemployment line. Have you not noticed this trend, some of these younger folks? Now, to these younger folks, to them an investment belongs on Wall Street rather than in a relationship. And they are completely satisfied with putting forth the minimal amount of energy and going through the motions to barely avoid divorce court. And I wonder why, when social networks have taken much of the closeness out of socializing. So, are these folks all that concerned about the health care? Not really. They will take minimum care of their bodies until they don't have enough energy to play disc golf or to take the dog for a walk. And what they don't realize is that it isn't enough anymore to just eat sensibly and to get some exercise. And why is that? Well, some major reasons, and here's a few of them. Fukushima, arsenic in the animal feed, the accelerated vaccine agenda, chemically treated water, lack of adequate sleep, food chemicals, lack of nutrient-rich foods, GMO foods, synthetic medications, electronic radiation, etc. So as you are aware, we have unprecedented statistics indicating that serious degenerative diseases are showing up in our younger folks, and they are suffering numerous health challenges on a regular basis at younger ages, and they're getting by as they manage their disease with drugs and surgery. Now, making healthcare choices when disease is forcing you to is not my idea of thriving. Let's talk about this healthcare industry for just a second, because, you know, the Robert Johnson Foundation likes to evaluate healthcare issues facing the United States. And in their latest report, they stated that the mental health status of medical professionals was a concern. One of our mainstays in healthcare is the nurses. And it seems that our nurses nationwide, and who do make up the largest group of the healthcare professionals, are under extreme stress. Now, the February issue of the American Journal of Nursing published the study done by the Robert Johnson Foundation, and it seems that nationwide we have about 9% of the U.S. adults under such stress that they are clinically depressed. Nurses have twice that rate at 18%. So what is the medical profession doing about this? Well, you can read about it in the May issue of the Journal of Clinical Nurse Specialist, but based on these reports, depressed workers have low mood, difficulty concentrating, are accident prone, have decreased ability to perform mental and interpersonal tasks, and have lower or minimal work output. Gosh, it sounds like they're just getting by, doesn't it? So it seems more and more people are dissatisfied with their jobs, have a higher body mass index, in other words, they're overweight, and have relationship problems and have health-related job productivity issues. So what can we expect? Because expectations are kind of important, because it's very important to realize what is expected and whether those expectations can become reachable goals. Now, according to researcher Susan Letvick, PhD professor of the nursing program at the University of North Carolina, she says this, as the country increases its focus on quality and error-free health care, we need to remember how much that depends on healthy workforce. Yeah, a healthy workforce is going to be important there, Susan. Although Dr. Letvick's intentions are lofty ones, the future of healthcare will most likely suffer rather than flourish under the coming changes. Now, you can't make bricks without straw. And the Obamacare plan will create more stress on a now overburdened healthcare system, increasing mental illness among healthcare workers beyond 18%. So more stress equals more depression, and more people are going to be on workers' comp or even quitting the industry altogether. Now, I don't mean to be all doom and gloom here, but I do want to offer a sobering perspective in order for you guys to prepare. Now, I want to talk about something that's coming up more and more, and that is the agenda that they're pushing, death with dignity, okay? And the Massachusetts Alliance Against Doctor-Prescribed Suicide recently posted their concerns regarding Obamacare and recent legislation called House Bill 3884, Death with Dignity Act. Now, the proposed legislation is what Dr. Mark Rollo of Pittsburgh, Massachusetts, called License to Kill. Hey, I thought James Bond was licensed to kill. And now medical physicians are going to wield the same power? What happened to the Hippocratic Oath? Well, it's been tossed under the bus because the folks in government value money, not human life. Dr. Rollo said this, 2,500 years ago, Hippocrates understood that physicians could not be both healers and killers without losing the trust of patients and corrupting the medical profession, end of quote. Well, he's spot on. Well, Dr. Rollo makes a very good point, too, that if doctors are allowed to kill their patients, there will be few, if any, new advances towards saving human life. The people in positions of power in government have taken a turn, and they favor death. However, those driving the death agenda put it to us in such a way as exercising compassion and offering choices in ending life. Now, you realize that doctors with a license to kill will also be killing those who don't volunteer to die, especially kids. So something is wrong when our health careless system, and I'm going to say careless, refuses to cover life-saving procedures but covers the suicide drugs instead. So do you really want to give government and the medical doctors this power over you? If you do, as Dr. Rollo puts it, bureaucrats will be balancing the budget with corpses, and they're going to call it compassion. Well, I'll talk about smiling as they stick the knife in. You know, studies have been indicated that those who request assisted suicide do so not because they're in pain, because we got morphine for that, but they do because they don't want to be a burden to their family. So if legislation such as House Bill 3884 is passed, it says, you know, we agree with you. You are a burden. The heirs, hey, they should have their money, and other people need health care dollars more than you. Now, would you feel comfortable going to a medical doctor knowing he has the legal power to kill you? Would you want your parents, grandparents, or children or grandchildren visiting such a doctor? You know, bureaucrats who draft this wickedness create a grave danger to our commonwealth. And those who sign it into law will also be signing their own death warrant. I bet you they're not thinking about that. So, folks, this is an opportune moment to get your house in order, because I do believe the time left to get your house in order is nearing a close. So you know that you have sensed it, because how many times this week have you thought that the world's gone nuts? What you are noticing is a worldwide United Nations agenda taking place, known as Agenda 21. So just a decade ago, if you were told that you would soon be managed and judged by UN law, you would have said, nah. It will happen unless stand-up people say no. So I think it is astounding that just a few power-crazed and insane individuals are controlling billions of people. There are more of us than there are of them. Keep that in mind. Okay, so you got options, though. You got options because you are not without options in the fight to stay healthy and sane. Psalms 91 will help you understand the power of God's protection over you. Stay close to him, and he will make sure his shields are about you. His protection is going to be, his hand of protection will be on you. Now, if you need help, though, relaxing and sleeping and just chilling out, you know, call Apothecary Herbs. Ask them about the valerian root, the emotional stress formula, the relaxation formula. These are herbs are here for the service of man. That is God's quote, Psalms 104:14. God guarantees that. So if you need help focusing and concentrating and staying on track, ask about the brain concentrate formula. These are all liquid formulas which are naturally aged and cold-pressed, and it equals a supplement upgrade. So you're going to get more potent formulas that work faster and supply that body with the nutrition, the essential nutrition God actually put in those herbs. I would try the body food mix and put that in juice for breakfast and watch how productive you'll be. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs if you want to order or to request their free product catalog. That toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., call 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Or you can visit their online store at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com, where your real healthcare options just became endless. That's thepowerherbs.com. Hey, take advantage of the Father's Day special, which is still in effect. You'll receive free ground ship within the United States on orders over $30 through June. And if you'd like to have some more health tips, you can check out their new healthy guidelines area on their website, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget to check out the organ cleanses to remove toxins. You got to detox because of all the pollution and stuff we're dealing with. That's what you got to do. We got to work harder to stay healthier these days. And, you know, God's herbs are here for you. Okay, so we are going to be taking a little break here, and, you know, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly on the other side. So you stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Stop me on the corner. Swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting. But who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, because it ain't every day you get the chance to say,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and you know it's the third Tuesday of the month, so that means we have our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, joining us. She's back. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley. How you doing?
I'll say I'm doing fine.
Okay, not real convincing, but we'll go with it. Well, before I jump in there with vaccine stuff, is there anything on your mind you want to cover?
Well, actually, somebody just sent me a link today. And let me just comment. Basically, I live in hell. So I have
okay.
That's why when people ask me how I'm doing,
right.
I live in hell. But all of you do, too. You just don't realize it to the extent that I do. I received an email today, a very interesting article from Actus Demo, which has an English edition on the Internet under ScienceDirect.com, Volume 101, Issue 5, 2010, pages 437 to 443, where they have discovered that a history of immunizations is a risk factor for alopecia. In other words, losing your hair. So it's just amazing to me. I've had many clients over the years that I've done my protocol and have reversed the autoimmune attack on their hair follicles and gotten their hair growing again. So I already figured this out. But I love it when people send me validation for what I already know.
That's incredible. That is really incredible. Can you hear me, Dr. Carlin?
I'm here.
You can hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Alrighty. I must have something on.
This end, I'm switching. Okay, because I can hear you a lot better now, I think. Yeah,
okay.
I'm just floored by that because I hadn't heard that alopecia part. But, you know, it doesn't really surprise me that much. I mean, because we've got so many things that are being created by the vaccine agenda. It's just an amazing thing. They were talking about kids in this one report that vaccinated kids have 500% more disease than unvaccinated. And I wanted to ask you about the reporting system that modern medicine has set up for adverse events regarding vaccinations, because I hear it's just not easy for an event to qualify unless it's just, you know, blatantly immediate after the jab, and it takes doctors a whole lot of time to report, so they typically are not motivated to do that, plus they don't want to look like they're responsible for the, you know, the child's situation.
Well, they almost never report. As a matter of fact, the CDC admits that only 10% of vaccine reactions are ever reported. Usually it's the parents that report, but they have these ridiculous time constraints that they, you know, say, you know, if the reaction doesn't occur within, whatever, 3 weeks, I don't know what the latest is, but that's what they claim. Unless it occurs within the time period that they pick, that it's not caused by the vaccine. But even 500% is ridiculous, because children who eat good food, drink good water, breathe good air, and don't get vaccinated don't get disease. It's in terms of chronic disease. They may catch the chicken pox. They may get the flu, but that's how they develop lifelong immunity. We're talking chronic, debilitating, lifelong disease doesn't happen in unvaccinated children. And that's why they will never do a study comparing vaccinated to unvaccinated children. Never.
Well, yeah. I mean, and comparing that, they have that new report where, you know, the last time California had whooping cough, they blamed it on the unvaccinated kids. You remember that a couple years ago? Now that Washington State has an unprecedented whooping cough epidemic, if you will, since the 1940s, they're saying, that blaming the kids that didn't get vaccinated apparently is just old news, and nobody seems to be, you know, swallowing that. So they've gone to doctors aren't storing the vaccines properly, and they're... And they are even expired types of vaccines.
Hilarious, right. So let's pretend vaccines work, you know, to begin with. If these white coats are so stupid that they can't read the storage requirements on the products they're injecting into your child, that in itself is reason to stop going to them. Plausible deniability, okay,
right.
Because it came out that the majority of the cases of whooping cough were in people that had been vaccinated, so they had to come up with a scam to explain it. So they said, oh, they were too cold, they were too hot. You know, peace forge cold, hot, or maybe expired. That was the scam they came up with to explain it.
Well, I know no vaccines are good for kids, but what's your opinion on an expired vaccine? Is it worse or just as bad?
I really don't have an opinion.
Okay.
Because basically you don't know what's going to happen to it once it's expired. Certainly it's not going to become safer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the germs are going to die. You know, I really don't have an opinion. It's all garbage. It's all poison. So whether it's cold, hot, expired, or just right, I would not inject it into my child.
Well, I'm with you on that one. Here's an interesting quote that I read from that germ study where, you know, kind of floored doctors that, you know, not all germs are bad and we actually need some healthy germs in the system. Dr. Philip Tarr, Washington University, St. Louis, Missouri, he says this whole new way of looking at the human biology and human disease where, you know, germ bacteria, they're not passengers, but they're metabolically active. We need them. And I know you've often said that kids that go outside and play in the dirt have healthier immune systems than those that are not.
Yeah.
Well, he also says antibiotics, chemicals, vaccines, and other modern interventions will destroy this human microbiome that we have in our bodies with this good bacteria. I thought that was an interesting quote.
And that's why we have all the advertisements, which actually I'm shocked that the advertisers get away with. You know, they're talking about, oh, you got to take this yogurt or that supplement. You got to get those probiotics. Those are germs, okay? They're the good germs that we're supposed to have in our GI system
mm-hmm.
that allow us to digest our food and do all the other things. But, yeah, there's good germs and there's bad germs. What they don't tell you is that injecting more germs into you in bioweapons called vaccines is not the solution to anything.
Right. Exactly. Well, I know we talk a lot, a majority of our time together, we talk about what's wrong out there, and we really probably should talk a little bit about what we can do that's right, so people aren't, you know, so frustrated, worried, or freaked out about what it is they can do to improve health. So now, for instance, this new development that you've presented where vaccines can create the alopecia issue, what are you suggesting people do? I know you said that your protocol reverses that. So what exactly are they going to be doing to help their body reverse that?
Well, they have to detox the vaccine viruses that have been injected into them and uncorrupt their immune system. There's other supplements to do for that. But my ultimate goal is to stop this insanity together, to cause the death of medicine. What people have to do is do their own research. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. Because, you know, this is one of thousands of documents that I have found that have been sent to me or I've uncovered, whatever. That's why I can't get my book done, because the evidence is so overwhelming. I'm going to have to cut it off eventually. But, you know, this is reported in mainstream research. So how is it that the CDC and the AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics and all of these other minions keep telling us that vaccines are the best thing since sliced bread? People have to stop doing this to their children, to their pets, to themselves. That is the ultimate solution. And that's what I'm trying to get people to realize. The answer is so simple. Just like when I came up with my diagrams, the first diagram, which is the cause of all disease, on one piece of paper, which is on both of my websites. It's so simple. You get exposed to a number of assaults. That's when you develop a symptom. And if you don't figure out what's going wrong and you go to a white coat, you're going to get side effects from whatever they do. So it's the same thing. The answer is so simple. Eat good food, organic, non-GMO, etc. Drink good water. Breathe good air as much as you can, you know, out there amongst the chemtrails. And basically stay away from my profession. That's a very hard thing for me to say, as I explained in the first offering that I gave to your new newsletter. Basically, you have to avoid, quote-unquote, health care. If you want to stay healthy, that's what you have to do.
Well, yeah, and I should mention to the folks out there, Dr. Carly mentioned this new newsletter she's writing for. It's called American Survival, and it we have a few experts that are offering some expertise, and it's free. So if you'd like to empower yourself, you can sign up for the American Survival newsletter at thepowerherbs.com, and just go under books and newsletters and just put it in your shopping cart. It's absolutely free. Or you can also click the link that's on Discount Gold and Silver's website, and you can subscribe there as well. So it is a weekly publication, and I enjoyed reading your article, by the way, Dr. Carly. And folks out there, it's just one more tool that you can have at your disposal for reversing disease, you know, staying healthy, enjoying life instead of just existing through life.
And avoiding disease.
That's right, exactly.
That I have for people. After all the years, half of my life I spent in, quote-unquote, institutions of higher learning, what I have come to realize is that my grandmother knew more about health than any of these minions that put on their white coats and allegedly taught me about, you know, health care. That's what we have to realize. It's so simple. Your body has an intelligence that knows how to be healthy. Stay away from toxins, chemicals, poisons, pesticides, aspartame, fluoride, vaccines, my entire profession. Learn what's bad. That's what you need to do. Because the white coats have no clue. So you have to take responsibility for your own health. And guess what? It's simple. And it's actually very inexpensive.
Well, I know. And you got it. Well, and it must be a real threat, because we know that they're wanting to make changes to the supplement and food industries to kind of control that a bit, or a lot, and limit your availability to certain things, supplements that can help you out. Now, Dr. Carly, for folks that are tuning in, they're new to the show, and they're not really familiar with what you did. When you were in the medical profession, tell the folks what it is that your specialty was.
Surgery.
You were in surgery? Any specific surgery?
Well, general surgery and trauma surgery.
Trauma surgery,
and
okay.
I realized nobody was getting better. In other words, cutting out pieces of their body was not making them well. And the only reason I went into surgery is because I had an experience as a child where I did have a life-threatening condition due to a condition similar to a burst appendix. My entire abdomen was infected. So a surgeon saved my life. So, you know, I thought, oh, okay, surgeons are good. And so when I became, you know, graduate of medical school, I decided I was going to become a surgeon. But I saw research fraud, euthanasia, experimentation on poor people. That was the beginning. That's what made me say, I'm not going to work with you people. You are evil. But then when my only child suffered brain damage from vaccines and I started investigating that can of worms, which is a black hole,
yeah.
That's when I finally decided my goal is to cause the death of medicine. Because medicine is hurting people, it's creating disease, and the people, what they need is education. And I know that you do this also, Wendy, on your shows. I do this. There's others that do this, teaching people, you know, do good things for your body, detox the bad things, and stay away from the white coats. They have no clue. It's very simple. Unfortunately, anything that heals you is not covered by insurance. And that's how they've looped us all, especially with this Obamacare. And I tell people all the time, if the Supreme Court doesn't reverse this horror, I will not get health insurance. I haven't had it for 15 years. I will pay the tax, the fee, whatever it is. I'm not getting my yearly mammo. I'm not getting my colonoscopy. I'm not allowing them to touch me. Whatever it costs me to stay out of that game, that's what I will do. And that's what people have to realize, is that the insurance was created to force you to do what Big Pharma wants you to do, because they took over, quote-unquote, medical education back in the early 19th century when the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and brought in their Flexner Report and basically, you know, took natural healing and real healing out of all medical schools. And we're dealing with the results of that now.
Yeah, and you know, we have the death of medicine is an uphill battle. But you know, if more people just take control, and you know, it's not complicated, like you say, good health isn't complicated. And I've often said, you know, our creator didn't expect us to need a pharmaceutical company to stay healthy. And
word pharmakia is mentioned in the Bible a few times, and it's not in a positive light.
No, it's not. Well, right, it is linked to alchemy and witchcraft and all kinds of things. And so, yeah, but then again, he does mention that herbs are here for the service of man. So, you know, good food, medicinal foods when you need them, to get a rebalance. And there's, you know, the American Indians understood what you're saying. They knew that the whole body functioned as one perfect organism, and so they didn't just treat one area like, you know, allopathic medicine likes to do with their specialties. They treated the whole system and brought in a balance. So folks out there can learn how to do it too. They just need to educate themselves.
Well, actually, that's one of the many techniques they use to destroy the, you know, field of medicine, quote-unquote, medicine. That's, I give it, you know, emphasis to the last syllable, medicine. They've destroyed it by specialties. That's not only Big Pharma, mm-hmm. but we have all these doctors out there. Each one controls a different organ. And it's hilarious, actually. When I do consults for people, the history form that I send them, they've never seen anything like it. I ask them about toxin assault, spiritual assault, psychic assault, emotional stress, all these kinds of things. Because the medical doctors, you know, you have your gastroenterologist and your hematologist and your oncologist. You have all the ologists. Each one has their specialty giving you a particular poison or drug. None of them has a clue on what the other one's doing. They don't see the body as one organism that has homeostasis, you know, available to it if you just allow it to function as it was created to do. And that's the problem that we have. It's so simple, and that's why I'm very excited. I'm getting more and more people now that are taking my course to teach them how to do what I do. Even two medical doctors have started learning how to do what I do, because it's actually a very positive, you know, message that, you know, we can heal ourselves. Anybody can learn how to do this. You don't have to be a scientist. In fact, that's actually going to probably halt your ability to fathom that you've been lied to about everything.
Right.
It's so simple. It's so simple. Don't allow your body to be poisoned. If it's been poisoned, detoxify yourself. You know, get sunshine. Forget the sunscreens. They're poisoned. They're causing skin cancer. I mean, the list is endless. When you realize the extent to which we've been lied to, it is pure, it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, I know what's been in the news lately is the choices they want to give our elderly people, and they want to, you know, they want to actually legalize assisted suicide. So they want doctors not only to be healers but to be killers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and basically, Dr. Carley, that's going to really disrupt any trust patients have with doctors if they think that at any point the doctor can legally kill them.
Excellent.
You know?
I love that, okay? because they're already killers. Let's make it official. Let's have a residency program where you take your Hippocratic Oath at graduation and take an oath to first do no harm and then go into your residency where you will learn how to kill people. I mean, if that's not going to prove the hypocrisy of my profession, I don't know what is. So I say, let's go. Let's
yeah,
go.
I mean, you know, just, yeah, you know, they're all going to be James Bond out there, licensed to kill.
They're already licensed to kill. But
well,
we
yeah, but this is just going to take the liability whole issue right out of the ballpark. I mean, they're not going to, I don't know, well, this might drop liability rates. What do you think, their malpractice insurance?
No. See, I don't even worry about that stuff.
No.
But my goal is to cause the death of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of brain-dead people out there, including the people in my family. Both of my parents have been killed by the white coats in the last 2 years. Now my younger sister is dying from chemo and radiation from breast cancer. They don't listen to me.
Huh.
See, if you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. But
well, don't you think it's...
Brain cells are going to get it. They're going to say, wait a minute, now the doctors are going to kill us? They're already doing us in hospices. That's what hospice is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you know, it's, you know, balancing the budget with corpses, right?
Well, get them off the dole because Congress already stole the Medicare Trust Fund. And
right.
Ross Perot, you know, exposed, and that's why they made sure he didn't go anywhere. So we don't have a Medicare Trust Fund. So therefore, better to kill the elderly than send them a check of Federal Reserve notes. You know, they don't have to print so many that way.
Oh, my goodness, Dr. Carly, we could go on for hours. Well, we're almost out of time. You've got a radio show. Tell the folks how they can tune into your show.
Yes, What's Ailing America? Unfortunately, I'll never run out of answers to that question. Every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on OrionTalkRadio.com. My archives for the last few years are available on the Light of Day Radio Show.com. And I just encourage people, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself. Once we get a critical mass of people that know what's going on, the party is over for the psychopaths that control the world. And we can actually have a good life.
Well, yeah, and you know, and it's just amazing. There's just a few of them, really, and there's millions, billions of us. There's more of us than there are of them.
Exactly.
So if we just start standing up and saying no, so when, you know, when they call you about your vaccination schedule, your kid's vaccination schedule, just say no. When they call you, I don't know, from the IRS, just say no. You know, just say no, and keep saying it because you need to practice that. Say no.
I'm so glad you said that. I've been saying that for years. Just say no. The most important word in the English language, no. I'm not going to do it. I've done my homework. Apparently, you haven't. I feel bad for you, but no, I'm not going to do whatever.
Awesome.
That is the answer.
That is. Well, if you'd like to call Dr. Carly, her office number is 888-321-6751. That's 888-321-6751. And, of course, if you'd like to visit her website, just simply click the banner that's on the links area at thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, don't miss her wonderful health empowering articles in the American Survival Newsletter. You can subscribe free at thepowerherbs.com. It's under newsletters, or you can go to the Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Their banner is also on the links area, and subscribe there. Look forward to your next article next week, Dr. Carly. It was great.
Yes, and I want to thank you, Wendy, for what you're doing, helping to get the word out. I'm actually starting to feel very uplifted that people are waking up. We just have to, you know, put some more enzymes in the reaction.
Keep up the good work, Dr. Carly. Thanks for being here.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.